In the summer months, I'd be spraying chemicals alone until late in the evening, and every single time I was there alone, I would catch a glimpse of him.
Sorry, I do apologise. I just got a horrendous shiver then. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the... Any new viewer or listener has just fucked this off completely. I would. If I just tuned into a brand new podcast and the host went... I'd be like, absolutely not.
Right, grow make up. Him feel so bad.
I apologise.
He's got a stutter.
Oh, that's it. That's flip it on him. I have. If you're new here, please don't leave. If you're a regular, please don't leave. Right, so we're on the pod, as you can see, as you can hear. Hello. What we got today? So, Scott blew my mind. I honestly, and when I say blew my mind, I thought he was taking the piss initially. So we've got a group chat where we organise our investigations and we organise the pods and stuff. And Scott, I'm actually, what did you exactly say? Let me just find it right. So
your response was great.
Yeah, you went, podcast idea, seeing ghosts of alive people. And I just went, that isn't how it works, Scott. But lo and behold, I was wrong. That is exactly how it works sometimes. So, Scott, explain to the people, how on earth do you see ghosts of people that are alive?
So, yeah, it's a bit weird. Basically, I was browsing Facebook, and I'm part of a load of paranormal groups on Facebook. Because I'd like to use them for inspiration for the podcast. And one of them is like an open forum where people post their stories of, ghost stuff that's happened to them.
Right.
And I haven't actually been able to re-find the one I saw that sparked this question.
Oof.
But I have found others. So this person was talking about how the general story was they woke up in the middle of the night and saw, I think it was their grandmother standing at the foot of their bed. And she's very much alive, but they're in America and she lives about 8 states away, which is, quite a big drive. And they started talking to her. They rolled over and got out of bed, looked back, and she was gone.
Right. They both saw her.
So, yeah, there were two people here, and they saw the grandmother there. And then, essentially, the end of that story was 2 days later, the grandmother died.
Right.
And
so
that sort of led me to do the whole... So if she was alive, how can you see a ghost of a live person? And after a bit of Googling, I found a few Reddit threads that ask the same question.
Okay, very interesting. So basically, if you see the ghost of a person who's alive, they might not be alive for much longer.
Yeah, that seems to be one of the theories.
Oh, right, that Lockie, is...
You look incredibly complex.
I was literally about to ask, is that the whole premise of this? Like, you see the person, but you know they're still alive, but then shortly after they die.
So some people say that it's a sign of positive things, and this person isn't gonna, this person's gonna live a long life.
Hang on a minute. You can't have both, mate. There's no having your cake and eating it with this. Yeah. You can't have, right? If I see a ghost version of someone who's alive, they're gonna live forever, and then also they're gonna die in less than 15 minutes.
Yeah,
that's pretty nuts.
What I thought we'd do is I would just read out a couple of these different experiences people have had where they've seen the ghost of someone alive. Obviously, okay. We can discuss, get thoughts on it.
Yeah.
And again, annoyingly, there was another one I found that I've not been able to re-find because I was very briefly browsing on my phone earlier on the bus and I didn't save the link. It was of a person who saw themselves as a ghost.
Oh,
Jesus!
Wow.
Oh,
they turned a corner and they were stood in the room looking at themselves, but wearing different clothes.
Mirror.
Okay, I was thinking, no, see, different clothes. Yeah. You jumped the gun there. Yeah. I'm glad you did because you jumped it just before I did.
That's it.
Scott, I do just want to take a slight tangent. Obviously, for the audio listeners, I apologize. Your webcam is just going like, like zooming in and out. Is there any particular reason for that? Is that a setting?
Not one that I've turned on purpose.
Dynamic.
I think it's possibly because I am looking at the other screen, because that's the screen I currently have you guys on, and right, the stories I'm going to read on this one. I think when I'm looking at that screen, it should refocus.
Right. Okay.
So.
Hello.
So this is the first one on the first Reddit forum. This is from r/paranormal. Classic.
Shout out.
And this is titled, "Has anyone seen the ghost of someone who hasn't yet died? Is this possible? Let me explain." Now, this one has a trigger warning. It doesn't say what for, but I assume we'll find out.
Okay.
So, I have worked at my job for over 6 years now. I work in a large production nursery, 12 acres of glass houses and crops. For the first year or so, I would always see our maintenance man out of the corner of my eye when he was very clearly physically located elsewhere on the property and not even at work at times. In the summer months, I'd be spraying chemicals alone until late in the evening. And every single time I was there alone, I would catch a glimpse of him in the distance out of the corner of my eye. He always wore a white t-shirt and blue shorts.
Sorry, I do apologise. I just got a horrendous shiver then. I let my mind go a little bit. Yeah, we recorded a spooky episode before this one. We're doing it just two back to back. I'm home alone. I'm slightly unsettled. We had a Frogger conversation. And I just, you started talking about, you know, seeing him out of the corner of your eye and stuff, and, you know, knowing he's elsewhere. And my mind went to a really bad place. And then I just had a physical fucking reaction. I've just derailed that. Scott, you were doing fantastic. I apologize. Apologize to everyone at home. Please continue. I'm a nervous wreck.
So he always wore a white t-shirt and blue shorts. He's 6'4" with shocking white hair. I don't know what the shocking white hair is, but.
Scofield.
It's impossible.
Sorry. No, listen. Listen.
Jesus.
He's no longer a national treasure. Fuck it.
True. So it's impossible to mistake him for someone else. His ghost would always just be walking down one of the footpaths or crop beds. I even asked some of the older staff if there was a death on the site in the past. Perhaps I was seeing someone who'd worked there in previous years. Like the maintenance man who was, the maintenance man was the owner's brother. So obviously the family owned the place. Could have been a family member's ghost. Fast forward 2 years later, I ended up saving his life. He suffered a major heart attack one Friday afternoon when the majority of staff had gone home for the day. Me and my production manager performed CPR on him for over 40 minutes until paramedics arrived. They told us we'd saved his life. Was I seeing his future ghost? Was the ghost a premonition, a warning from the other side, or from my future subconscious? I've never told anyone this, but it's something I think about too often. Something or someone was trying to tell me that he would die there. Now so I've just got a chill down my spine.
He didn't die?
No.
He was saved.
He was saved by the person who posted this. Allegedly. Who was keeping an eye out for him because they'd seen the premonition. Because they'd seen his ghost there.
Now, I don't want to pry too much into the because they said they sprayed chemicals.
I did think that when I read it. Yeah.
I was is there some hallucinations going on here? But I don't know.
Quite possibly.
I mean,
I'm still very confused. How? So he knew that this person he was seeing in the corner of his eye was elsewhere.
Yeah. I think it's kind of the point of he'd sort of, you know, properly try and look at this person, they'd be gone.
Right.
It's kind of if you were at your job and you saw someone you work with out the corner of your eye, and then 10 minutes later you found out they weren't in that day for whatever reason.
Yeah, that would fuck me up a bit.
But you distinctly remember seeing them, you know, that morning.
Seeing them there, yeah. Okay. And so what does he think that if he hadn't seen this person and had this in the forefront, then they wouldn't have been there to do CPR, so therefore they would have died? Or...
Possibly. I think that's kind of where it's going. I mean, this is like I said, they ended this with, was the ghost a premonition, or was the ghost premonition a warning from the other side, or from their future subconscious?
I mean, who knows with this sort of stuff, that, you know, time and space could be completely out the window. You know, fifth dimensional shit. Yeah.
So one of the first theories. The first theory is that this person saw a fetch.
What's that?
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Now, a fetch, I believe, in mythology is a European thing. Let me get the actual page up.
A fetch is a European.
A fetch in folklore.
Jeez, you stared into the sun.
I've turned on Wikipedia, which is... hang on, let me turn on...
The gates of heaven have opened. Don't go to the light, Scott. A fetch.
I do have my monitor brightness up.
You just turn the monitor off and you sunburn. The UVs.
A fetch is a supernatural double or an apparition of a living person. Okay. The sighting of a fetch is regarded as an omen, usually for impending doom or death.
Nice.
Okay.
Generally, it comes from European sort of... Yeah, European kind of myth and folklore.
Just a myth, right.
Said to be similar to the doppelganger of Germanic origin.
The doppelganger, right,
That kind of thing. It's, like you say, it's kind of an omen of death, which isn't a good thing.
Right. No, this guy survived, so the omen of death thing, I would assume, is just fucked off.
Yeah, it's a tricky one.
Quite possibly.
Also, I don't know anything about CPR. I mean, I know the basics of like compressions and shit, but is 40 minutes quite a long time for CPR to be performed for?
That is a long time. I've witnessed CPR before for a very long time. Like, it is sort of like I don't know. Let me just quickly let me Google it. So the average CPR time is 21 to 25 minutes.
Okay.
Jesus.
I guess, like you say, you start doing it until an ambulance gets there.
Yeah.
I assume that was in America. If you're in America, you could be quite...
People have been resuscitated 4 or 5 hours after death.
Jesus. Yeah. All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
I weren't coming from it as like a skeptical. I was just interested.
No, it does sound like a lot, doesn't it?
I've seen Madam Web, and they say in that, keep going until the ambulance turns up.
I don't think we should be using Madam Web as any...
Madam Web is fucking garbage. We're going to go on a tangent now, because I have seen Immaculate, also starring Sydney Sweeney. It's where she is a nun.
Yes.
And she has an immaculate conception.
Up the duff.
Of baby Jesus. It was quite good. It was quite good. The ending, I'm just going to speak about it. I'm not going to spoil the ending at all. But if you don't want to hear anything, even my remote opinion or anything like that, mute this for 10 seconds. Okay. I haven't looked into the film or how it's been received. But the ending of that film is one of the most controversial things I've ever seen in my life. So it's blown my mind that I haven't seen anything about it. But anyway, we're back in the room. You're safe.
Yeah.
You're safe. It's just because you said Madam Web and Sydney
That
Sweeney.
Was the highlight of that movie for me, was the CPR, because I think that actually was quite a good demonstration of how to do it and how to...
Teaching the masses.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there you go.
Anyway, back to the ghosts.
In a film no one watched.
I watched it for banter, and honestly, the joke was on me.
It did kind of feel like that, yeah.
Yeah, Madam Web is beyond dog shit. But anyway, listen, we're not here to talk about superhero movies.
Speaking of dog shit.
Worse than Ant-Man.
This is a tangent, it kind of works. The next thing I've got here is this person who has replied. Oh my God, I had no idea this was a phenomenon. I had to give away both of my dogs. There's the tangent. Just over a year ago.
Right. What a connection. Dog shit to dogs.
Well, dogs produce dog shit.
That's true. That is true.
I had to give away both my dogs just over a year ago because I became extremely ill, and one of my symptoms was due to my dog's fur. I've been heartbroken about it because they were literally my 24/7 companions for over 4 years. One nearly died from birth and the other from the time of his rescue at 1 year old. They were very bonded to me, and the rescue was especially clingy because he came from an abusive background and spent time as a stray. I still see them out the corner of my eye. I hear their sounds and I feel them next to me. However, they are both still alive and both with happy new loving families, and I still get to follow their progress through pictures and friend relative accounts. But I feel like a part of them are still near me. I thought I was just being overly imaginative from a guilt or grief, but the experiences are so real, I've never been able to completely dismiss them. And then they talk about how this thread and still seeing the ghost of something that is still alive or someone that's still alive, you know, leads into this, that they keep seeing these two dogs in their house, which I thought was quite interesting. What are you thinking?
I think it's potentially a bit of like the analogy that springs to mind is like phantom pain.
Yeah.
You know, it's clearly extremely attached to these dogs, loved these dogs very much, gave them away, didn't want to. And so you're just like attached to that emotion, and that's potentially leading to these kind of experiences when it comes specifically to these dogs, I feel.
Yeah.
Or I just don't get this concept is so hard to get your head around.
Yeah.
Because what the fuck does that mean for the dogs?
Okay.
Was that impending doom?
Before we go further with this, then, I want to bring up something that I was going to leave a little bit later, which is one of the rationales people have tried to put to this. And the rationale they've put to this is the stone tape theory.
Right.
The stone tape theory is a recording, essentially. You don't have to be dead to be on a recording.
True. That's true. I've never thought about that with the stone tape theory. Because
you're
like,
essentially just seeing a moment in time back, like the guy wandering around through the fields in the first bit, which he probably would.
Could you imagine, like, I don't know what you would think. Imagine, like, in your house. Say stone tape theory is legitimate and it does just take a recording and it just replays every now and then. Imagine, like, you're just doing your day-to-day and then you just watch, like, I don't know, like a fucking argument or something that you had with someone in your house and it's just playing out in front of you. What would you think? See, my mind wouldn't go to stone tape. My mind would go to like I'll fucking time slipped back to when I was doing some shit.
That's one of the other theories I've seen online for this. Time slip and stone tape are the two main ones. Which you don't have to be dead for either of those.
No, but I've never even thought about that you don't have to be dead for stone tape theory. I guess in my head, stone tape theory was kind of like, I don't know, because that's bullshit. Because you have like, you know, I don't know, the maid of a hotel will walk the corridors because that's what she did when she was alive, that stone tape theory. It's kind of
a past event, not something recent.
But what would activate that? Like, what would cause that? Unless they're, you know what I mean? Like, do they have to die for that to start? But then it makes no sense. But then I just feel like if stone tape theory, that's actually thrown stone tape theory out of the window for me, I think, a little bit. Oof. Because it's like, well, if that is a thing and it can just happen to any raw emotion.
Yeah.
Then I feel like people would see shit all the time.
I mean, that kind of, in my head, the counter for that is when you see something out of the corner of your eye, when you're in your living room, could you just be seeing yourself from, you know, walking through your house angrily from a couple of years ago, for example? I think there's a lot to think about with that. The entire concept of ghosts of alive people kind of fucked me reading it early because I was like, okay, there's a lot to process.
Yeah. the fuck?
What are your thoughts, Lars?
Hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right.
Yeah. Comes to Lozzie's mind's fried.
That's it.
So the next reply, or another reply here, is in answer to the question, have you seen the ghost of someone who's still alive? This person says, yes, I have. Years ago, I used to see this little girl that looked just like my childhood friend that I had growing up, wearing the same dress that she used to play in. It was a very specific dress from the 90s. I always thought it was my friend, but I was like, she's still alive. I ended up going to a legit psychic. I mean, there's a question to be
raised.
Legit.
You never know.
That's the thing. We, you know, grain of,
benefit of the dirt.
Grain of salt. Apparently the psychic was very accurate and detailed. I asked him if I had any spirits around me, and he said, yes, I have a lot. Mainly a little girl spirit that used to be around in my childhood. But the little girl was still alive. However, a couple of years later, she ended up getting murdered.
Wait.
The way you said
hang
that
on, hang on, hang on, hang on. How can a little girl spirit from when he was a child...
Yeah.
And then you're like, but the little girl is still alive.
The little girl's still alive, the same age as this person.
Right. And then she got murdered.
After, when they were an adult, after this person went and saw the psychic, the little girl, who is now a not little girl, got murdered.
I mean, could that not just be a coincidence?
I think there's a lot of coincidence to be.
There's a lot of questions. I would like to enter a question.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Is the psychic now partly responsible for the death?
Oh. Ooh. For acknowledging it.
That's it. Actions have consequences, the butterfly effect.
There you go.
I mean, yeah.
That's it.
So
could be.
So, okay, here's another one for you. Another reply of a person that's seen something. Yes, my mom and I were bent down putting clothes in my dresser drawers, and we both turned around to see my dad standing super still in my bedroom doorway in nothing but a white undershirt and boxers, which was what he slept in. Mind you, it was 4 p.m. and not typical to be dressed then for sleep. He looked pale, almost translucent.
Yeah.
We both turned and commented that he didn't look well. He didn't respond, and my mum said, really, Eddie, are you okay? Nothing again. We looked back, and he wasn't there. And in the same few seconds, we hear my dad yell up from outside to tell me my friends were waiting out back for me. He was fully dressed. So there was no way he could have been in the doorway and also outside fully dressed in such a short period of time. My mum was so upset and freaking out about it, and he assured us he was fine and even joked lightly about it. My friends all witnessed this. We left, and not an hour later, my brother called to tell me to get home immediately because our dad had just passed away from a heart attack.
My God.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
that's the omen one.
I mean, when you hear stuff like that, I can see why people would certainly start to think it's a fucking bad omen.
Yeah.
Oh
my God. It's a bit. That was one of the more extreme, I think, ones. Yeah.
That's fucking nuts. Okay.
So. Another theory people put forward for this is astral projection.
Right.
Okay, right.
Which
yeah.
is kind of the out-of-body experience sort of, you know.
Do you not have to be asleep for that?
You can be asleep or it doesn't work for all cases.
Right.
But I think, you know, it could explain some. Like, for example, there's a few, which I think there might be one in the minute, where there's like a grandmother who's in hospital unwell, who's asleep, and they turn up at their grandchild's foot of their bed for a bit.
Right. I think I've heard that one.
Yeah, there's a few like that.
Yeah.
Where they see various relatives or family friends who are unwell like that. And okay. I think, you know, I think there's one I've read somewhere where someone's in a coma. But they get seen walking around in their house through the window by a neighbor. who then goes over to check because the person's meant to be in hospital in a coma. So they go to, you know, why are you, you know, you're home, welcome back, etc., and they're actually still in the coma.
That's horrific.
Which again could be stone tape, could be astral projection.
There's a lot.
Could be a frogger wearing his clothes.
Jeez. Yeah. Go on, let's hear some stories then.
So what else have we got here? So I've seen the ghost of someone who is still alive, but it happened in a house where many other haunting type events occurred regularly, and I believe it was an entity mimicking my friend.
See, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like we've said, like our demons and shit can mimic people's voices and all the rest of it. So I was thinking, like, is that more along these lines?
Yeah, that thought had crossed my mind as well. It's kind of, it gives me demonic vibes, yeah.
Yeah, big time.
So another one here we've got is, my mother saw me regularly. From my being about 12 to her death when I was 56, she had no other sorts of paranormal tendencies at all. She mostly saw me walking past her house. I'd turn my head or look behind me or tuck my hair behind my ear, and I would be perfectly solid, not at all transparent. She once called me to ask if I'd been shopping that day. I hadn't. She told me she'd seen me walk right down the street. She called to me 3 or 4 times, around the corner which leads to a car park. She followed, expecting to find me and or my car. I asked what I was wearing, and yes, it was the same clothes that I was actually wearing at that moment. They both found it a bit unnerving and quite spooky and could never account for it. So, again, that one, I think, could just be another person.
Yeah, I do think some of these are just people who look vaguely similar to who they think it is.
Which is entirely plausible.
Yeah.
It is important to still maintain some form of, what would you call it?
Skepticism.
Yeah. Touch of reality.
Yeah. So I'm now going to move over to Quora, the
nice
question website.
Do like a bit of Quora.
Something different from Reddit. The question is essentially the same. The question is, what does it mean if you hear or see a ghost of someone who's still alive? Nice. And a couple of the answers we've got include, it's happened to me a few times. For example, the ghost of my ex-girlfriend's daughter, the daughter being about 5 years old at the time, and her ghost came to me in full colour standing at the side of my leg. Which is a bit, that would be a weird thing to see.
Right. Okay.
Especially if it's someone you know. That one then goes on with, I've seen the ghost of my father also in full colour outside the bathroom in his apartment while he was sleeping. I've also seen maybe a total of about 120 other ghosts.
120?
Yeah, I mean, that's quite a steep number.
That's a catalogue.
I've seen dead people.
I don't know what it means, as in the case of my ex-girlfriend's daughter, I only met her maybe 3 times. And as such, plus her age, I feel like there was no message in the seeing of her ghost. Equally, seeing the ghost of my father when he was just maybe 17 feet away from it at the time carried no obvious nor discernible message. I mean, to me, that's the one with the father who is asleep at the time very much sounds like a sort of astral projection.
Also, the thing that I pick up
on out of body experience.
The thing that I pick up from this is, did they say how old they are anywhere?
No,
because they keep saying they see them in colour. Like,
yeah, that person, yeah,
yeah,
says that a couple of times. I don't quite know what that means.
It's always a bit strange,
as opposed to seeing them just in black and white. That's what I assumed.
Yeah. So we've got another one here, which is, have you seen the ghost of a living person? Yes, my father, a few days before he died. He woke me up and didn't speak, but I knew he was telling me to take the trash out. I followed him into the kitchen. He went around the counter. I took the trash out and then came back in the house, made some coffee. After a cup of coffee, I realized the version of my father who woke me up was young, healthy, with a full head of hair. I went into my father's room and he was laying in the same place he was the night before, skinny, hair loss, cancer in his body. He passed a few days later. I'm assuming his soul was between life and death.
Yeah.
Imagine, like, that you see a younger version of your dad and the thing that he gets you to do is take out the fucking rubbish.
Put the bins.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I mean, yeah, no. That would be... like, if you were just in your house and you saw a younger version of someone you knew well, that would be really freaky.
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I don't know how you'd react to that, really. Yeah, I think that would really throw me off completely.
Imagine if you saw a younger version of yourself. Oh, shit. What's going on?
You'd have to assume that was a time slip then.
Yeah.
Or you're like, oh, fuck, am I the ghost?
That's it.
Shit.
Have I been M. Night Shyamalan? Brilliant.
That's it.
That's a real
I am Bruce Willis. Oof. Listen, it came out in, 2006?
I didn't say what film it was or what actor it was pertaining to, but you went there. That's all right, but it has been a long time. It's been out for a long time.
Exactly.
That is true.
Fucking spoil Immaculate. That came out this fucking year. I'll do it.
So another one we've got is, when I was 16, my friends all saw me near the bandstand in the park where we used to sit and hang out. I was at home on my bed. It was intentional on my part. They were all meeting up for a gig I didn't fancy. I knew where and what time they were meeting, so I decided to see if I could project myself there.
Oh, no fucking fuck off. Way.
I was shocked that the next day they told me they'd seen me there. Apparently I just appeared and then faded away.
What the fuck?
So this person, I'm guessing, essentially sat in their bedroom in a semi-meditative state.
Oh, you've got to do a meditative state, haven't you?
Maya's
out of her friends right now.
If you
do, so I try and project myself.
For full band.
And then see if she texts me going,
why are you in this club? Why are you in this restaurant?
He's doing it.
He's doing a Charles Xavier.
Or he's having a massive shit.
And while you do that, I'm proofreading the next story.
I don't know if the squeaking noise is necessary.
That was hard.
So
I strained.
We'll now follow up and see if Maya spotted you anywhere.
Yeah, imagine if she just texts me now, like, oh, I thought I just saw you out. Like, what?
That would be mental.
Fucking mental. That would be crazy. Go on, one more, Scott. That's it.
Okay, so
one more. We got, and then I got one of the hardest Patreon questions of the pod ever.
Okay, so this has bugged me for about 35 years now. When I was 7, I woke up in the night, turned over, and my nana was stood by the door by the side of my bed. She just smiled, turned, and walked out the door. I can still remember exactly what she was wearing. I shouted out to my dad, asking if nana was here. She wasn't. Go to sleep, was the reply. 2 weeks later, she died of cancer.
Go to sleep. Oh, what? I just spoke over the heart.
And everyone's always laughed when
Please
I said
repeat,
I saw
repeat,
her.
Repeat that for the people that didn't hear me fucking interrupting. Go on.
2 weeks later, she died of cancer. She was ill at the time I saw her ghost. And everyone's always just laughed when I said I'd seen her. What did I see was essentially how that person followed it up.
I apologise.
A lot of, I mean, it really does seem to be.
Of all the times I've been fucking interjected in this pod. There you go.
That's not the one I'd have picked.
He purposely picked it.
Thought it was funny because he went like, Dad?
Yeah.
Is Dad here? No. Go to fucking sleep.
That is
like,
very much the reply.
Also, why would you, unless you lived with your nan, why would she just randomly be at you? I mean, I guess that's why he's asking.
Yeah.
The intrigue.
But yeah, RIP.
Yeah, so that
but,
is.
But yeah, really weird. Really strange.
It's a really weird phenomenon.
You know, you hear these stories, like nurses, they and doctors, they say, like, oh, you know, just before a patient is about to die, they sort of start talking about how, like, you know, oh, my husband came and saw me last night, and the husband died years before, and it's potentially like someone coming over to our side to come and collect them and stuff like that. So if it's possible for them to come over and collect us, why wouldn't it be possible for them to come and see us one last time?
It's kind of a sort of dream walking kind of thing.
Yeah.
You sometimes hear, I've heard a few stories of nurses who have seen a patient walking through a ward at night. You know, someone working the night shift, they've seen a patient walking through the corridors, they've gone after them, and when they've caught up with them, they've not been there, and then it turns out that patient's asleep in bed. There's a few. I've heard those in the past.
There's that I think it's like Insidious 3. No, or is it Insidious 1? Or it might even be Conjuring. I don't know. They're all the same. But where the nurse is in the lift with the old guy in like the fucking overalls and shit.
Yeah.
And then she goes to the reception and she's like, why the fuck was Jerry out of his bed? And then she's like, he died last night.
Yeah.
I would just...
I think that was number 3.
I would just cease existing. I think if I was like, are you trying to tell me that I was just in a confined lift with a ghost? I'm off. No notice. Fucking sue me. I'm gone.
See you.
That'd be it. Yeah. Which is hilarious because we literally do videos trying to find them. And I'm saying if that happens to me, I'll be off. But
yeah, there's something different about it happening in a place you are sort of comfortable. You know, a place you don't expect it.
I'd love to have like a nurse or a doctor or someone come on the pod and just talk about, because they must, like, how many people fucking die in a hospital every single day? You know, if ghosts and stuff are real, they're every hospital must be haunted.
Yeah.
Has to be.
Yeah.
And they've all got like those horrible tunnels underneath, haven't they, for transporting, literally for transporting dead bodies.
Because they don't want to freak people out moving them through the main entrances.
Oh man, imagine having to take those tunnels on the daily.
I mean, hospitals are creepy enough at the best of times. Imagine having to walk through one of those at night in the, you know, on your own.
And they've got them like power saving fucking motion lights and shit, and they so like some wards are just dark. Oh man. It's grim.
They're creepy walking the corridors of a hospital during the day when there's people around.
It's not great.
But okay, well, thank you for that, Scott. So that is, if you see a ghost of someone who's not dead, oh dear, you're in trouble. Well, they're in trouble. Okay, well, that's brilliant. Well, if you have any stories like that, please let us know. Comment down below or email us in dudyrhino@gmail.com or dudystories@gmail.com. Become a patron for as little as £1 a month. And you can ask us a Patreon question of the pod, which is what we're going to have right now. There's also lots of bonus stuff behind the scenes, all that good stuff, and a group chat as well. This is pretty heavy.
Okay.
And to be fair, it does say in brackets, joking, unless you want to answer. And I think we should answer it.
Okay.
Christy asks, what is the meaning of life?
Well, that's a question.
Yeah.
I'd say, like, the finest philosophers of any period in history don't really know the answer to this question. And we, on a podcast talking about ghosts, ghouls, and all sorts of stuff, and our task to
answer right now.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I think I know. How fucking arrogant is that?
I think I know. That's...
Aristotle, who's he?
Yeah. No, I don't know. What's the meaning of life? I think it's subjective. I think it's you know, I think it's whatever meaning you derive from things.
I'm at a stage in my life where, you know, I've done some cool shit. You know, I've got my the silver plaque thing that I tried to get, you know, for 10 years and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, I've had big goals. I've achieved them. I've enjoyed the journeys. I found the emptiness at the end of the road. And I genuinely believe life is all about people, you know, because the best things that have come out of, say, for example, the YouTube thing are the people I've met along the way, you know, people like yourself, Scott. Like, if without doing that, we wouldn't be sat here right now. You know, I also think that without YouTube, don't get me wrong, Loz, obviously we were incredibly close before, but how much you helped me and joined me on that journey, you know, I don't think we would be as close, you know, without that sort of thing. So, and also it's just I've come to realize how important time with your loved ones is over everything else, because nothing else, when you boil it down to you know, the bare bones of things, you know, you can have all the money in the world and all the rest of it, but I think if you don't have friends and family and stuff, who really gives a fuck? Because it's all meaningless without, you know, without that. So yeah, without getting too deep at the end of this podcast, although I do kind of feel like it does actually fit in a way, because, you know, the podcast has been about, well, if you see a ghost of someone who's still alive, it could potentially be an omen that their time is up and you will never see them again. Yeah, I personally think, for me, the meaning of life is to make meaningful relationships with people. I think you just get so much more out of life and people rather than things and material. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As I'm surrounded by loads of shit in the background. But yeah, what do you guys think? If it's easy to answer,
I'll let you go first, Scott.
I was going to say the same. I think, yeah, to be honest, I think that's probably a very solid answer.
Yeah.
Because I think there's not a lot of purpose in a lot of other things, you know, like jobs and employment are good. You know, yeah. I like having money to be able to do things.
Yeah. They're necessary, aren't they?
They're necessary. They're not, you know, it doesn't necessarily make me happy working every day. It's something like, you know, I don't dislike it.
Yeah.
But, you know, spending time with other people, I think just hanging out, talking to other people, being around other people kind of is very different. It's kind of one of the few things in life you sort of never get bored of.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think,
I think
making connections and that sort of thing and just interacting with others is probably the best answer.
Yeah.
I can also give.
Lozzy.
Look. Right. I don't actually think there is a meaning of life.
Nice.
Not to say that people's lives are worthless. I'm just saying, right? I'm just saying. Yeah. I don't think there is a definitive meaning of life.
Yeah.
And there's a motivation behind life. Like, if you take it down to, like, the grass, like, literally the grassroots level, to survive. That's literally, like, the only thing that's really popping into my head. But
kill the opposition.
That's it.
Eat the opposition.
We are, well maybe on our own.
Beast.
We are maybe on our own. In this,
he's now denouncing aliens.
Not denouncing aliens, but do you know what I mean?
He's like, the earth is flat.
Beyond the ice wall is different.
Yeah.
All right.
And the meaning of life is the firmament.
That's
okay.
That's sure. What you want to get, right, is you want to look at a cruise ship or something on the horizon, and, you know, you'll see it all come true. Get in a plane, you'll see the ice wall.
Get in a rocket and shoot up to the sky. That's have it. A look at it.
From a flatbed truck.
Hope your parachute opens on the way back
just
down.
Be careful, because you come down fucking quick.
You do. That's
and it. Hard.
But yeah, just to break it down.
Whether the earth is flat or round, it's fucking solid.
It's hard, yeah. Either way, it's hard. But yeah, I don't think there's a meaning to life, really. That's what you make of it. And
yeah,
like I say, the world, I feel like the universe would be largely the same if we didn't even exist. So
yeah. To be fair, I think I kind of went down the line of what I think the key to happiness, and maybe more where you can derive more meaning from life.
Yeah.
Than the meaning of life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You took it figuratively.
Yeah.
I took it from what is the meaning of my life, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
More than
yeah.
life as a whole.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I did the same. But yeah, actual meaning of life, though. I think it's just an amoeba that fucking split and split and split, and here we are. But yeah, no, wonderful question. Even though it was actually, what's the meaning of life? Joking, unless you want an answer. Unless you want to answer. Yeah, fuck it, we'll answer it. Yeah, thank you so much, Christy. Thank you guys for joining me on the pod. And yeah, have you guys experienced at home any of this stuff? Let us know. Email us in. We are the agony aunts of the paranormal world. Drip drop, motherfucker. We're out.
Drip out, bitches.